Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 1st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sex-biased immune rewiring may underlie reduced risk for cardiac allograft vasculopathy in females following heart transplantation. Females who undergo heart transplantation exhibit a reduced risk for cardiac allograft vasculopathy. This study found sex-biased immune rewiring as a potential underlying mechanism contributing to this differential risk. Understanding these sex-specific molecular patterns provides insight for improved risk stratification and precision immunosuppressive strategies in both adult and pediatric transplant recipients. This suggests sex-specific immunologic outcomes are significant after heart transplantation. Article number 2. Early experience in heart transplantation, utilizing donors with H1-5. A single-center observational study investigated early outcomes of heart transplantation in 10 H1-5 positive recipients. Of these, 4 received organs from human immunodeficiency virus positive donors and 6 from H1-5 negative donors. At 6 months, survival rates were similar, with 100% for recipients of H1-5 positive organs and 83% for recipients of H1-5 negative organs. Crucially, the study reported no human immunodeficiency virus transmission from H1-5 positive donors to their recipients. Article number 3. Cardiac function recovery after 20-minute hands-off using thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion. An Italian center performed heart transplantation from donation after circulatory death utilizing thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion. The study demonstrated successful cardiac function recovery in donor hearts. This recovery was achieved despite a 20-minute period of functional warm ischemia, a duration relevant to legal mandates for death declaration. The findings highlight the feasibility of this technique for expanding the donor pool while adhering to preservation concerns. Article number 4. The time is upon us. The beginning of the end of donor heart reanimation in donation after circulatory death transplantation. Donation after circulatory death heart transplantation has reemerged as a transformative strategy to expand the donor pool. Contemporary techniques such as thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion and direct procurement and perfusion have enabled successful heart transplantation from donation after circulatory death. These methods effectively mitigate ischemic injury and demonstrate post-transplant allograft function. Critically, this function is achieved without requiring pre-transplant assessment of viability or reanimation, marking a significant shift in historical practice. Article number 5. Improved DCD heart transplant function through ferroptosis blockade in a model of experimental normothermic ex vivo perfusion. Ferroptosis is identified as a key contributor to organ ischemia reperfusion injury, a significant challenge in donation after circulatory death heart transplantation. In a rat heart transplantation model, treatment with LIPROXSTATIN1, a selective ferroptosis inhibitor, during normothermic ex vivo heart perfusion, significantly suppressed this form of cell death. Post-transplant, hearts in the LIPROXSTATIN1 group demonstrated significantly improved left ventricular function and reduced histological evidence of myocardial injury compared to controls. This concrete finding establishes ferroptosis blockade with LIPROXSTATIN1 as a novel strategy to enhance donation after circulatory death heart viability and function. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.